Joining me live in studio this morning is Brooke Merritt, Executive Vice President and CFO at the Bank of Star Valley. Good morning, Brooke. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm great.
I appreciate you coming in. And this time of year, we'd like to have you in to talk about what the Bank of Star Valley is doing for locals in our community during the holiday season. And the Feed the Angel campaign and the Adopt an Angel campaign, these are two campaigns you guys have been doing for a number of years now.
Yes, we're very excited about these. We've, since the beginning of November, we've been doing the Feed the Angels program, which is a donation, food donation for the food banks in Star Valley. And there's a couple ways people can donate. We have boxes in each of our Bank of Star Valley branches. We have food boxes in each of the grocery stores in Afton, Thane, and Alpine. Or if you just want to give us a cash donation, we will do that as well. You just do that through the Bank of Star Valley, and the bank will match up to $2,000 of monetary donations. Our goal is right before Christmas is we want to fill the shelves. We want to get a giant food order in and just going into Christmas and into the winter months to have those shelves full.
And it's really important because the need is as big as it's ever been here. If you had a chance to talk to the food banks as you prepared for this and kind of discuss what the need actually is.
Yes, I have been in contact with the food banks, and I mean, they've already given me a list of things that we need to order, and things that they do have enough of. And so we've started that process, but the need is still there. I mean, I think it's as great as it's ever been. I know there's a lot of elderly that visit our food banks, and this is just a good way to give back.
Well, Brooke, let's talk about the dates. You mentioned how people can make those donations. When are the deadlines for this?
So this food bank donation goes through December 15th. So we have up until then to buy food and drop it off at any of those places, or to donate the money. And then we will, the week after that is when we will get the large food order in and get that delivered.
Speaking with Brooke Merritt, and again, the Feed the Angels campaign through the Bank of Star Valley. This is at any of your three branches in Star Valley and then the grocery stores that you mentioned. When someone makes a monetary donation, that goes a long way because the food banks can get 10 times on the dollar what normally can be bought, correct?
They sure can, yes. That's why we'd match up to the monetary donations. I mean, it's wonderful for people to buy food, and that's a great way to do it. But if people can donate money, it does help go a little bit further, because they can buy stuff through the Food Bank of the Rockies and different places like that, and then with the bank matching all that.
It's the Feed the Angels campaign. Again, that going on right now through the 15th. Is yes. That what you said? December 15th is a deadline for that. Brooke, let's talk about also the Adopt an Angel campaign. This is really cool. You have your trees in your branch locations. Tell us about this. And still taking applications, I understand.
Yes, today is the last day. So if you are in need of a little bit of help for Christmas this year for your kids, or you know of somebody that might be, please have them come to the banks today and get signed up. Today is our deadline to get on the Angel Tree list. And for those that want to give back, this is a great way. You can come adopt an angel. We have Angel Tree tags at each of our three locations. And on there, it lists the age and the, whether it's a boy or girl, what they want or what they need. I've seen a lot of applications this year that the needs are pretty basic. I mean, they need socks and boots and coats and things that every kid should have. If you dropped an angel, please, you don't even have to buy what's on the list. You can do something different if you would like as well. We need those gifts back by December 15th as well. The families will come and pick up the gifts that Saturday before Christmas, that December, what is that, the 19th. And we'll make sure everybody has something under their tree, all these kids.
Brooke, with today being the deadline to apply for this, for those that need help, tell us more about that process. Understand it's completely confidential and that kind of thing.
It is, yes. So we just have applications. You just come to the bank and we'll give you your applications. And if you'll just fill out what you need and about your child and some personal information about yourself, there is only a couple people at the bank that ever sees the list. Even most of our employees have no idea, right? And so then from there, we create the Angel Tree tags. Each child is given a number, and that's how we are able to track these presents.
Excellent. So. And then as far as buying those gifts, you mentioned it can be something as simple as what's on the list, but then, of course, a little little extra. And people just go into the bank and pick any name off a tree. Is that, or I shouldn't say name, any child off of the tree.
Yes, we have. I mean, you know, it's fun if you got, you know, little kids or something. It's fun to get maybe a boy that's the same as your son, you know, age, because then it's more fun for them to shop. It's, we have kids from 0 to 18 on there. And it's really a good way to get yourself in the Christmas spirit. Another thing people can do if you don't want to buy for a specific child, if you just want to go out and buy some toys, or you're somewhere and that's a great idea, you see, you know, some warm blankets, people can just donate extra toys and extra things like that, and we will make sure it gets matched to a child in need.
Brooke Merritt, Executive Vice President and CFO for the Bank of Star Valley. Brooke, we talked about the need with the food banks. What are you seeing as far as applications this year? Is there a lot of people in need for Christmas help this year that you're noticing?
You know, right before I came over, I checked the numbers. We're about up to 100 children. And with the deadline today, I'm expecting probably around 50 more. As we usually have anywhere between 150 to 200 kids that are usually on the list. So we're a little low compared to what we have been, but with today being the last day, we might see that come in.
Brooke, what if somebody knows somebody that needs help, and you know, I get it, when you need help, it's hard to ask for it, right? So if someone's hesitant to go in and get this taken care of and ask for the help for Christmas, but maybe someone listening says, I really know this family could use it, I don't think they're going to go in, is there any way that person could help?
They can come in and apply. For someone else, the one thing we do is we will only let the child be on the list once. So if they have been put on, we would, you know, contact you and let you know that their parents took care of that. But we have had a few people that have come in and they are applying for a child that they just know needs a little extra help. And maybe the parents or the guardians are just, you know, not ready to ask for that help yet.
And again, December 15th is the deadline to return all the gifts. Today's the deadline to apply for the Adopt an Angel campaign. Trees at all three branch locations in Alpine, Thane, and in Afton. Brooke, thank you so much for your time. Why is it important for the bank to do these two programs? You've been doing them for a number of years. Every year, as you mentioned, it's a lot of work for you guys. And why is it so important for you to continue?
Well, it is a lot of work, but it's rewarding work. The bank has been so blessed to be supported by this community. I mean, you know, it's grown. When it got started 25 years ago, you know, as Rod always says, we didn't have a single customer, and it's thriving today. And the bank has been, you know, it's grown. It's very successful. And it's just a way that we can give back to this wonderful community of Star Valley that's blessed our lives and blessed the bank. You know, it's one thing that we want to be that bank. We want to be an asset to the community, and we want to give back. And this is just a very small way that we can try to do something.
Brooke Merritt with the Bank of Star Valley this morning. And again, their Feed the Angel and Adopt an Angel campaigns going on right now. Brooke, anything we missed on these two programs you wanted to mention?
Just if you have any questions, either you need to get on the list or you want to donate, just stop by and talk to anybody at the bank. You know, our staff's very knowledgeable, and we can help answer those questions. And if you're wanting to donate, please do. It'll help you get in that Christmas spirit.
You betcha. December 15th, the deadline. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on the SVI Radio Network.